talk about the Seder tonight.
Different things come up on the order of the Seder, the Mishnas, and different Haaretz that maybe that we should be aware of as we're going through the Seder. So, Lamaisa, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch that discusses the Seder doesn't discuss the Seder. It discusses the hachanos for before the Seder, and it says you're supposed to start the meal right away by night. So what that means is that everything that has to get done for the Seder to flow should be taken care of before the night. So in other words, you should set the table and set up even like the pillow. Very often all the kids, everyone comes out and then they start running around and the pillowcases and everything, and it delays stuff. So it's brought down that even the pillows and everything should be set up, their seats should be set up, the person that wants the big shear cup should set up his big shear cup by his seat, the small shear cup should set up his small shear cup by his seat, and everything should be set up before, that way you start with Tchilas HaLaila. So really, it takes a long time to just set up everybody to sit down, and it's a halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, in the beginning of the halachas of the Seder, it's not just in Eitz HaToiva, but it actually says, in Tafayin Beis, it says, Yei Shulchanoi Aruch Miboid Yoyim. So you're supposed to set the table during the day. Kedei Lecho Miyad Keshet Shetechshach. Va'afim Hu Beveis HaMedrash. You're even supposed to stop learning to make sure that you set the table and everything should be prepared before. So, the seats, everything should be worked out before you go to shul, so that when you come home, you can start right away, and you can say Kaddish Urchatz. The only thing that you have to make sure is that Kiddush itself should only start after Tzeisa Kachavim. You can't start Kiddush early.
What about second days? Second day.
Well, second day, you can't do any of that. Okay, but second day, you have no choice. But first day, we have a choice, so you should... You should do that. Kiddush has to be at night. Why? Because the Korban Pesach had to be eaten at night, and all the mitzvahs are hukash the Korban Pesach. So you have to start Kiddush at night, because Kiddush, aside from being Kiddush, is also the first of the four cups. Okay.
What is the meaning behind the term Arba Kosos Bayom?
Bayom? What do you mean?
Or Arba Kosos. Maybe it's Arba Kosos Balayla. Meaning it has to be after nightfall.
Yeah.
And that would...
Not during the day. You can't make early Yom Tov, you know?
You can't make it early.
No, not Pesach. Fine. Now, when you're drinking the pipe, whoever made the Haggadah, they start with this Kaddish or Chatz Karpas Yach, it's the Simanim. So it's actually brought down that there's an Indian to say the Simanim, and to say it each one before you say that particular one. So you say the song is Kaddish, we're about to start Kaddish. So now, that's why it's called a Seder, because it's an order to what you're doing. Okay, so Kiddush. Kiddush is the first one. Now, you make all the cups, the halacha is different than Shabbos in terms of what you have to drink. On Shabbos, the ikar halacha is that you make a bracha and you have to be toyim from the kois. You have to drink something from the kois. The shear is a mali lugmav, just to fill your cheek. It's a small shear just to make sure that you tasted the cup. So it shouldn't be like you made a bracha and no one tasted it. But on Pesach, then the halacha is the dal kos. You actually have to drink the whole cup, and we pass in roiv of the cup. So you have to drink roiv of a revius, most of a revius. A revius ranges in the shear, but it's basically anywhere from 3 to 5 ounces. If you have 4, you're for sure good. 3, if you can't do more, you take 3. You know, and whatever. If you wanna,
so why are
the yotzal day
is it
5?
Is it better to have 4? With half wine, half grape juice, or 3 with just wine?
So,
good question.
Okay, so I was going to actually ask you to look up before you got here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to ask you to do some research for me.
Okay.
The light wines, meaning it really depends what wine you're diluting. Mm. If you take a light wine, right? Rashi light, that's 4.5%.
What?
No. Matukal, this Kedim stuff. It's 4.5% is, you know, or 14%. What?
So, 14%.
So 4.5% wine. So what's the pshat in that wine? Is the pshat, this is what I want to find out, is the pshat, when they process the wine, it's, what's the pshat in grape juice? They stop the fermenting process, right? So since they stopped the fermenting process, it never got alcohol. So is the pshat that they stopped it at 4.5%? Or really they let it go till 16% and then dilute it with grape juice a quarter.
So what did they do?
That's what I want to know. Because it makes a big difference. Because if an average wine, apparently, an average wine, if you sit it, let it go under normal circumstances, it will get to like 15%. You know, 13 to 15%. So how did this wine get to 4%? So now if it's diluted, that means it's already diluted four times. Okay? The maximum you're allowed to dilute wine is 1/6. So if you're going to take I'm making up this psak right now. It's not psak. I'm making up this svara right now as we're talking. But this is what I was cheshbening. I didn't discuss it with anybody. But I think that what makes sense is that if the light wine is already diluted half, okay, or it's already diluted that it's only a quarter of what's there. So it's already three times what's there. So if you're going to dilute it another half, right?
You're at an eighth. Which
crosses over the sixth. Right? So then you're no good. But if you're going to take,
you're diluting it with grape juice.
I know.
You're not diluting it with water.
I'm talking about, but grape juice doesn't help you because grape juice. If you want to rely on grape juice, then just drink grape juice. I'm assuming the reason the person is diluting it is because he wants to be yotze the shittas that you want to have wine. So diluting a wine with grape juice is fine because that's called wine, because the halacha is wine is allowed to be diluted up to a sixth.
Even with water then?
What?
Even with water? I mean, if you take the wine...
Yeah.
So what would make a difference, wine or grape juice or water?
The difference is that grape juice, on the side that you diluted it too much, you yotze at least on the shittas that hold you did grape juice. If you put in wine and you diluted it too much, you're left with nothing. So
what's the problem with grape juice?
Okay, so what's the problem with grape juice? The problem is that normally on Kiddush, the Ikar Halacha is you have to drink yayin. Okay, so yayin is grape juice, is called yayin, not called yayin. A lot of big machlokes about that, but we hold that grape juice is called yayin according to most opinions. Now, that's only grape juice, not from concentrate, by the way. From concentrate is a huge shaila. Most places can hold that any grape juice that has concentrate is shahako.
Why?
What?
Why? It's a dilution.
It's not pure juice, you're saying.
No, but it would be diluted.
No, because it doesn't have the chashivas of hagafen. Hagafen means that it's a special type of drink that's made to, you know, to meshaker or whatever the chashivas of yayin is. This doesn't have that chashivas.
So kedem is false advertising when they put in the grape juice and grape juice from concentrate and they say brachas hagafen.
Not false. The reason there it's not so bad is because they add concentrate to the grape juice, but they don't add water, supposedly. They want to make it richer, so they add concentrate, but they don't add water. But if you would add water to the grape juice, then maybe that would be a problem. So you should not dilute your grape juice with water. You should just drink that. So regular kiddush, you just have to have yayin, wine, and grape juice is yayin. But on Dal Kaisis, aside from the din of yayin, there's a halacha, and you're supposed to drink derech cheres, the way of a free man. So when's the last time you went to a chasana and they had bottles of grape juice on the table? When you have cheres, when you're celebrating, you don't celebrate with grape juice. So besides for the din that you're making kiddush, but you're also celebrating. So celebrating derech cheres is with yayin. This is where Moshe Feinstein's spot. So Moshe Feinstein told you not yoytze with grape juice.
On Shabbos, you are.
Yeah, Shabbos, of course, because Shabbos is no din of cheres. It's just a din of kiddush. Here is an additional din of cheres. That din, Rav Moshe held you not yotze with grape juice. L'maisa, the minhag ha'olam, I saw brought down. Rav Moshe Sternbach, who's a big machmer, Rav Moshe Sternbach brings down from the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav and the Chabina Rav, pretty big ones, that when they were all old, they drank grape juice. So, Maisa Yesh obviously al milus moich to drink grape juice. Now, what became very popular is what Eitan's saying is to dilute the wine with grape juice. The issue with that is you have to know what you're diluting. If you're diluting an 11, 12% wine, then fine. But if you're diluting as it is, it's only a 4.5% wine. So then, very possibly, you may as well just have the grape juice. I'm not sure that at that point there's any mila to the wine. You're coming up with anything?
What about letting the grape? What about letting
my friend who's a wine connoisseur? He rates wine.
Okay.
What about dilute? What about allowing wines? Put them out on a pan and let it evaporate the alcohol.
And then what?
Put it back in the bottle and drink it.
It's called grape juice.
Is it?
I don't know what that is.
Alcohol would all evaporate.
There
are people that do that.
It would all evaporate, the whole thing?
Yeah. Rabbis who do that.
Huh?
Rabbis who do that. Rabbi who does that.
Now, I'm not sure what the mila is, but Maisa Kipshutai, the light wines, the 4 or 5% wines, Lamaisa, you could tell the difference between that and grape juice. It makes a difference. You could tell that it's wine, not grape juice. It's not going to make you drunk right away, but it does do something, you know, different than grape juice. So that's even according to Moshe, you'd say with those light wines.
Better Moshe, what if you got to with grape juice?
No, I don't know if you're yotze according to Moshe, but you're yotze anyway, because everyone else holds on.
I thought it matters if it was diluted or whether it was stopped in the fermenting.
Oh, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Right, correct. If we're gonna determine that the light wines are just the fermentation of it stopped early, so then you'd be able to dilute it with grape juice.
And you would
no
be
problem. Yeah, up to 1/6. So it means you could put in 5 parts wine, 5 parts grape juice, 1 part grape juice.
1 part wine.
5 parts grape juice, 1 part wine.
And
if it's already diluted 75%, so it means you already have three parts grape juice, 1 part wine, then you're going to make only half of the cup that, so it means half of your cup is already grape juice, plus 3 parts in your wine or grape juice, so you have 7 to 1.
It'll only be 5 to 1.
Right. So you can only be 5 to 1, not 6 to 1. So you can't dilute it more than half. So this is the cheshbon, but you know, yesh la'ayin, if this is, you know, exactly how they do it. So I don't know how they do it, but for sure the light wine itself is good either way. Now, when you are... by the way, interesting like this, is there is a chumrah to use wine which is not mevoshel, because it's more chashuv, it's oil on the mizbeach. But if you're having people there that are not Shomer Shabbos and those that are machmir, that it makes it into, it's a problem to serve non-mevoshel wine or non-Jewish people or whatever. What? Yeah, pouring it. So you shouldn't, you know, so don't do that chumrah of Yain Mevoshel. Now someone told me what to do is, no, he keeps all the wine by him and he pours everybody. Fine. But the problem is like this, is that the not from person is that when he, no, even not, but when he's drinking his own cup, he made his own cup Yain Esach, and then he's drinking his own cup. So it's nothing even on him.
And then when you pour more into his cup, you know, it's touching.
Maybe, yeah. So the mice could be nothing even on him. So better off in that case, obviously, to just stick to the motion. It's fine. Now, we're going to... The way you drink... Now, when we say the Shachianu on the Kiddush, the first Kais, when you say the Shachianu, I saw that you should have in mind... But the Shechianu, aside from going on the Yom Tov, like we always say, every Shechianu and Yom Tov, you should also have in mind it's going on all the mitzvahs that we're going to do. Because, for example, on Sukkos morning, you take the lulav, you say Shechianu. Right? So why don't we say Shechianu on the matzah? We don't say Shechianu on matzah. What?
No, because we're the manashtana. We have every night we eat chametz and matzah.
So okay, but we don't do it for a mitzvah, I'm saying. We don't do it for a mitzvah, mar. You know, we don't make a shachyano on these mitzvahs.
But Mara is bitter, so you can't make a shachyano on bitters.
I hear, okay. The Maisa, so some say, I don't know why, maybe you're right, but bottom line is, if you could have in mind when you're making the shachyano, that it's going on all the mitzvahs that you're going to do tonight also. Fine. Now, second day also, yeah. You don't need to, second day, you're right. Second day, you pass this. Yeah, second day also. Now, the lulav, we don't do second day, but that's for a different reason. That wouldn't apply to matzah, whatever. Now,
I think they say, I don't know if this is, I'm researching the thing, I don't know if they say that this is in all cases, but it seems like they don't dilute it because it would lose the flavor. Rather, what they do is they distill it more.
What's distill?
So distill would be like...
They let, like he was saying, let the alcohol run out.
Yeah, they like burn off the alcohol and then it comes back down with less alcohol.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like at different heats through different types of things.
Uh-huh, so it's not diluted.
It doesn't seem like it's diluted because then it would lose the flavor.
Uh-huh, okay, good. So then that would be much, much lighter. So it's not diluted. Okay, good. So it's distilled. That's
sure
Alan. That's what you're saying.
But I'll keep looking. At
okay, fine. That would be gishmak. Okay, now haseba. Obviously, you have to do haseba on the kaisis. Now, it's very important to note that it's a big shaila in halacha if you're yotze haseba when if you lean like this. What's wrong with leaning like this?
No arm rest.
Because you're leaning on this, you're not leaning on anything. You're just like in midair, you're bent over, half falling over your chair. It's not derech cheres. You have to be leaning on something. So meaning to say, either on the table, or like turn your chair to the side and lean on the chair, or whatever. And you're also supposed to have a pillow. But just going like this, you know, drinking, is not haseba. Is it, according to that, you're not yotze.
Glad I came to
shul
tonight.
What? So you have to actually either turn your chair to the side like this and like lean on the chair or
for your difference. You're not going to be comfortable.
What does it really make a difference? So do it in a way you're comfortable.
A lot of people are not comfortable. That's not the way people sit.
That's hagufa. That's my.
You gotta get some pillows.
So get some pillows and get yourself get yourself what?
I understand. That's great. A lot of people just go like this because they just
they want to do it
because the chaim is because that's the halacha. But if anyways, you're not first, a lot of people are not comfortable in their matzah of what it is.
So if it's taka not comfortable because let's say you broke your right arm,
you do it anyway.
So if a guy like broke his right arm, the only way he could drink is with his left hand. So it's impossible to do it, right? So their talk is brought down that it's their hair, so you don't have to do it. But if that's him, you could do it. But for you, it's for whatever reason, it's not comfortable for you. So lemaisa, it's considered their hair. That's him. So therefore,
isn't it that you do it anyways, even if it's not?
Yeah. Right.
Even if it's not comfortable.
Right, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Same way you're drinking wine, there's people that drink wine. And
but what I'm saying is, I agree with you.
It's disgusting for them. And there are sheikhs that say drink it anyway.
Right. I'm just saying, I agree with you. But I'm just saying one thing is that you should still do it in the way that was considered haseba.
So then you gotta do it.
Right.
Anyways.
Right. Do it anyway, but don't do it in like, you know, like do it on something. That's all halacha. It's a Gemara. The Gemara said that when the Talmidim of Rav were at the Seder, they said it didn't have pillows, so each one of them leaned on his friend's knees. He put his elbow on his friend's lap. Al birke chaver.
It wasn't his friend anymore after that.
Yeah. So each guy is leaning on the other guy. But the point is, why do they have to lean on the friend? Just lean in midair. Because leaning in midair is not called a seba. A seba needs a... And l'chatri, you should have a pillow. So you have a pillow, you set up your chair, you go like this, making geschmack. What? Yeah, the chair shtickle is a good shtickle. Or if you have an armchair, it's also good. But if you have a big seder, then it starts shifting the chairs every 5 minutes, and it's annoying. But now,
is the first practicing the first
Raviyas? So what do you mean? Your kite is bigger than a Raviyas?
Yeah, most people call it, but I'm saying that in the beginning, it's you can't really do the haseba properly if it's a long course.
What, are you going to spill on your tie? What are you going to spill on your tie? So take a plate.
It's not even include the white kittel. Right?
It's white when you started, you're saying. But
you have a full case.
So you take the plate and go like that. Oh, actually like that.
It won't work. There's nothing.
Your
kittel's going to be red at the end of the night.
Okay, so also, I forgot to mention one thing. Even though the halacha is that you need to drink Reiv HaRavius, even though the halacha is you're supposed to drink Reiv HaRavius, but also, we're machmer, that should be also Reiv HaKais. It's not enough to drink Reiv HaRavius if your Kais has two Ravius in it. In other words, you have to be machmer on both. You have to have Reiv Kais and Reiv HaRavius.
Don't buy such a huge becher.
Right, yeah. If you have too big of a becher, then it's not enough to have Reiv HaRavius, you need to have Reiv Kais. But lechatchila lamaisa, no, the problem with the straw is something else. But if you have Reiv HaRavius, if you have a Reiv HaRavius, then lechatchila you're supposed to drink the full kais. That's what Mishabur brings down. Lechatchila you're supposed to drink the whole thing. Okay? If you can't drink the whole Ravias, then you have Reiv HaRavius, but it also should be Reiv Kais. Okay? Yeah, but
Volkswagen
and somebody else's driver, they go to call the police. Good old Moshe. So
someone owns a Volkswagen.
That's embarrassing.
What? Okay, so Reiv HaRavius is enough, but only if it's Reiv Kais also. So Reiv Kais is enough. Now, here's a very interesting ha'ara, okay? This is a very interesting question. So now, okay, we did the first cup, got it down pat, the first of the four kaises. Now, our minig, Ashkenazim, we make a new bracha of Ber Pri HaGafen and eat every one of the kaises. But we don't make a bracha achrayna until the fourth cup, right? That's why the fourth cup you have to have a full revius. You can't have a roiv because you have to make a bracha achrayna when you're finished. So now, what? Because if you don't have a roiv, you didn't have a revius to make a bracha achrayna. The question is, where is the bracha achrayna on the first cup? Oh, now that's the question. So where is the bracha achrayna on the first cup?
Wait, what about the other cups?
Well, the second cup is during the Suda, you're going to bench. So, and the third and fourth are going to be covered by the last Bracha Achrayna. But where was your Bracha Achrayna on the first cup?
No,
what do you mean there is none? So you drank without a Bracha Achrayna? No, it has to be covered by something. So normally you would say it's covered by benching. But the problem is, this is Rabbi Yashiv Sahara, a lot of people have the Sahara, is that it's more than Kedei Ikol. The Shir Kedei Ikol is 72 minutes. If you drink something and you wait 72 minutes later, you can't make a Bracha Achrayna anymore. It's too late. So the question is, night of the Seder, we're trying to do everything, fulfill all the mitzvahs and everything. You drink a cup and you make a Bracha Achrayna. The whole thing, everyone makes a whole announcement by Karpas, that you should have less than a Kazayas, because if you have more than a Kazayas, you have to make a Bracha Achrayna, and then you get into a Shiloh. But listen, the first cup...
Never intend not to start drinking. Your intent to bracha...
Whoa, wait a second. This is the question. The question is, what happened to the bracha achrayna on the first cup? So you're saying a svara, it's a big chiddush, that if the whole shir of 72 minutes is only if we determine that after 72 minutes you're finished. But if you're still in middle, let's say you're eating, and then you get discussion, you get into some sort of conversation, and then it takes 72 minutes, and you're still in your meal. Does that hack up your meal? Not necessarily, because be'etzim, you're in the meal, so that's what you're trying to say, svar. That's, I saw someone want to say such a svar like that. Maaser Rabbi Yashiv Taka wants to say major chiddush, that either you have two choices. Either you should make a bracha achrayna, or you should make sure your magid is less than 70 minutes.
I like the second.
Rabbi Yashiv said you should even make a bracha achrayna, or your magid should be less than 72 minutes.
When should your bracha achrayna be? Like where?
But the mice of the oilam is not knowing like this. I mean, I didn't see anyone knowing like either one of those things. So
we just have in mind.
So either of mine, no. So mice of what I'm thinking is, I didn't see this brought down, but I think it's a good etza is that if you keep on drinking water. If you keep on drinking water, you're allowed to drink water. Beina kaisais, you're allowed to drink. You're not supposed to drink wine between, not that you would, I don't see why you would anyway. You're not supposed to drink wine between the first and second cup. Okay? La halacha, because but water you're allowed to drink between the kaisais. So if you keep on drinking water, are you going to make a new shahakal? Also fine. Are you going to, I'm going to pass this. For sure, seltzer.
No, you're not going to make a new shahakal.
You're not going to make a new shahakal. Why are you not going to make a shahakal? Because the halacha is, if you make a bar pri hagafen, you don't make a shahakal, right? So therefore, since when you make a bar paragraph, you don't make a shackle. When I'm drinking the water, I'm using the bracha on the bar paragraph of the kiddush. I'm using that bracha to patter up my water. So therefore, if I keep on, no, but then everything's going to be included in the last bracha of the benching. So as long as every 72 minutes you drink water, you're fine. What, bar paragraph? If I sit down right now, I make a guffin, and then I drink a cup of water, I don't make a brach on that. Just like a maitzi covers all foods, a guffin covers all drinks. No, you make a ala guffin. If you make an ala guffin on it.
But you still have in mind that you're not going to drink any more wine until the next brach on the wine.
Not wine, but you haven't, but water yet.
But it doesn't cover every shakol, it's a shakol of drinking, right?
It covers all drinks. It doesn't cover heretz, right?
Right.
So that's just
when you make a shakol like on a whiskey, yeah. Right? And you have in mind you're going to have hearing. Does that cover the
yes,
hearing?
Yes. Yeah. 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 For sure.
What? I thought it was only a solid.
Why not?
Huh? I thought it was the other way around. The solid to a whiskey.
No, if you have in mind specifically.
Oh, if you have in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Now. Okay. So now it's like this. It's just interesting halacha that the halacha, the Gemara says, talks about what if you drink four cups in a row, 1, 2, 3, 4, good night, you're finished. So are you yoytze? So the halacha is you're not yoytze because each cup has its purpose. The first one is kiddush, the second one is for magid, the third one is on the benching, and the fourth one is the challah. So you have to, now it's very nageya, it could be nageya to children. Let's say a kid after the manashtanas, he had the first cup. So you tell him, okay, drink your next four cups and go to sleep. So if he's a gil chinuch, you're not yoytze with that. So he has to do something on each of the cups. So if he's a gil chinuch, if he's not a gil chinuch, then stam, he can drink as much as he wants. But if he's a gil chinuch, so you should tell him after manashtanas, drink your second cup, and then you give him a piece of matzah, bench, and have your third cup. And then figure out something he should say, and then drink the fourth one. But you shouldn't drink al seder four cups. You're not yoytze that way. So if it's, I was just thinking that maybe that's where it's nageya this halacha of going kesidra. Okay, now let's go to the next thing. Okay, the next the kaddish urchatz karpas. So we wash our hands for the karpas. So why do we wash our hands for the karpas? Because it's a chashash. That's just tumah, so therefore we wash our hands for the karpas. Now the ikra halacha is that you only wash your hands if you're going to eat the karpas, if you're going to touch the wet vegetable. So if you're going to eat with a fork, you may not be mechuyev in etzila sedayim. So therefore, but if you don't wash, it could be that takana was tonight. There's a seder. You're supposed to wash. So therefore, you have to make sure you wash. It's better to eat it without a fork. Also, people tend to think that since you don't make a bracha on the Tzil Sadaim, you're allowed to talk between washing and karpas. But really, the reason why you're not allowed to talk between when you wash your hands and the eating of the bread of hamotzi has nothing to do with the bracha. The bracha was al natiyas yadayim, and now you're not supposed to talk between al natiyas yadayim and bread, because you have to keep your hands tar until you keep your hands tar. Take it l'natila achila bracha. You're supposed to keep your hands, you know, your mind on your hands from the time you wash till you eat. So therefore, it applies by karpas also. So you're not supposed to talk between the when you wash and you eat the karpas, which I don't think anyone knows that. Because I think everyone tends to think, since I didn't make a bracha, I could talk. Really not supposed to. It's a shtickle chedesh. Okay? Now, with the karpas, that's your dua, then you have less than a kazayas. What?
What is that?
Aside by
the
small.
It's all about the seerah.
Huh?
Pertaining to the seerah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
What vegetables? I know there's potato, and then there's part. Was it
lettuce? People do not lettuce. Yeah, but not lettuce. Not something that you could be Makai Mara with.
So.
Parsley, celery.
Parsley, celery? People use celery?
Yeah. Yeah, now I think that really that's better because it's green. I think part of in the sources is mashma that it's supposed to be green. But my son, the minute was potatoes, well, a lot of people, and whatever.
His wife liked it. That's why he
had
it.
The only thing is that you gotta watch out not to do the people that you do already that you don't have a kazayas of the karpas. Okay.
Is that the same problem as the kais because the
bracha karn issue. Yeah. Also, when you make the bracha of Adam on the karpas, you're supposed to have in mind the mar. That's all you have to do with the kisah.
If you constantly eat karpas throughout magid, then you recover in the bracha karn issue.
Yeah, you could do that also. But you're not supposed to eat during magid anyway. Only drink. Okay, magid. Now comes the main part. Okay, karpas, yachatz, that the kids will take care of yachatz. And then you break Ravi Koyman, the kids take it. Magid. So Magid is obviously the anchor part of the when you're Makayim, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you're supposed to tell it over to the children. Otherwise, it's very important that a person has to, even if he has guests, and whatever, the person has to direct his conversation to his children and talk about Makayim, the Indian. It's not enough that the kid sings Manishtana and then you sing this and that. If the child doesn't understand anything from what's going on, then besides that it's a song, then you're not Makayim this thing. What? Okay, fine. That's part of keeping him awake. Now, so how do you do it? So Lamaisa, the Reb Chaim brings down that the main surah of the mitzvah is to do the magid through question and answer. So we know, though, however, that we say in the four sons that one of the children that you have to makayim magid to is even Amy Yodei Alishol, even if he doesn't know how to ask. It says At Psachlo. You're supposed to tell him anyway. You got to tell Vincha. Oh, now, what was it? Yeah. What? Yeah. No, so Lamais is unbelievable. So the Rambam says, the Rambam is very clear, the way he learned up the Mishnah in Psachim is that when it says that even if the child doesn't ask, you're still mukhiv in the mitzvah, what it means is that you're mukhiv to make sure that engage him enough that he will ask and then you answer his questions. The mitzvah is he has to ask and you have to answer. Now, we say that even Eini Yodei Alishol is chayiv. Eini Yodei Alishol, you're mechuyev to make sure he taka is shoyo. That's the point. That's why it says the Malbim is medayik. That's why it says at psachloy. Why does it say at tagidloy? At psachloy means open it up for him so that he should notice things and ask. If you're not answering the question of the child,
that one kid.
The idea is to engage the child that he should ask. Now, if there's others, it's also good. No, yeah, you're also mekayim with other people. A person doesn't have children is also mekayim in mitzvah by other people asking. You're mekayim the inyan, but the point is that you should be having a back and forth about the inyan. That's why we do these strange things. Why do we do the strange things? So that the child should ask. What do I care if the child asks? Because if the child asks about this, then I'm going to engage him, and then eventually he'll ask about the other things. Right? So
the first time you ask about something, you don't give him an answer.
No.
He tells you, he's not
going to
ask.
No. So yes, that's always the question. So why do you do this tonight? Oh, we do it so you'll ask. Okay, I ask now. So can you tell me the answer? No, there's no answer. The answer is that you should ask. No, the answer is that you tell. Oh no, because it's a special night. It's Pesach. It's Pesach has special halachas. Oh, why is Pesach have special halachas? Because we're not in Mitzrayim. Oh, what do you mean? Why is that so important? The point is that you should ask, and you tell him, yeah, Pesach is unique and all that. That's the point. Okay, so now, Lamaisa, even though Magid, Yisipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, is a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, Lamaisa, Nashim are also mechuyev. So therefore, it's important that the ladies should also be mekayim the mitzvah. And if they're in the kitchen the whole time, and they're whatever, or they're exhausted from cleaning for 3 weeks, and finally no more cleaning, so they fall asleep, so Lamaisa, they're not yoyti the mitzvah. And Nashim, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, are mechuyev in the mitzvah. It's not clear why. There's a lot of different pshatim, but it's not clear why. But Lamaisa, they're mechuyev in the mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah seh sheh sheh zman grama. What? I'm talking about the night of Pesach. There's a special mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, what's the difference between Zechir, Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and then special mitzvah on Pesach? So you have to say the details here. It's not just a one-time thing.
So how's that for your brother? It's just more mitzvah.
It's only one time a year. To do it this way, it's only one time a year. This mitzvah is one time a year. It's not just more enhanced version of that mitzvah. It is, but the license counts separately. It's a mitzvah on the night of Pesach to do it in this fashion. Even if it is, that's also Zman Grama. Women are fucked from that also. Women don't take Kriya Shma at night. Because that's also Zman Grama. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that you also, besides it, even though it says you got it to Levincha, okay? So even though it says you got it to Levincha, you still have to, it applies equally to your daughters. So you're not off the hook. You know, it applies equally to your daughters, Lamaisa. So you, why? Because it's all the fundamental principles of Emunah.
So, how young?
L'chari gil chinuch, whatever, you know, that they should understand the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim.
3-year-old.
Some level with the hand puppets.
Yeah.
So
4 or 5 years old. A 5-year-old could understand it a little bit. I mean,
so is it
not going to understand everything?
A lot? A 5-year-old understands a lot. You tell him why. The Rambam says if the child, I don't, you know, we're supposed to be liberal and everyone's like, you know, all everyone's created equal and all this stuff. But Lamaisa, bottom line, is that the Rambam says, the way the Rambam says is that if a child is young, he mount writes it like this. If a child is young, the way you explain to him the mitzvah is that we were in Mitzrayim, we were like, he said, you point to the shifcha and the eved in the house, and you say, we were like that person. This is what the Rambam says. It's mamash in the Rambam. You point to the person, say, we were like the person, the eved and the shifcha zu. He says, kamoi eved ze v'shifcha zu. It means he's pointing to the Evan and said, we were like that, and we're not like that anymore because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim.
Should we order a shit?
What? Right?
So they have to look in the microwaves.
So you point to the maid. What?
When they beat you up.
So you point to the maid. So the only thing is, so the child will say that the maid is not a slave because we pay her for her work. Right? This is what my daughter said when I said this last year. but she's not a slave because we pay her for her work. I said, yeah. And we're not even that level. Right? We were even worse. We were even a slave. Can you imagine how bad that is? And Hashem took us out. But my sub, the point is that the Rambam says, this is the Rambam right. This is what you're supposed to do. So I'm like, Daphne Ton. What?
You guys just like that. You did it last year, same way.
She may say you treat your housekeeper pretty well.
What?
Maybe you treat your housekeeper pretty well.
I probably do, but still, so what?
Hire somebody to come just for that.
So anyway, but still, the bottom line is that.
Then when you say Shmochamas Kalagayim.
You know, so Lamaisa, but the Rambam says clearly that even a small child, there's a way to do the mitzvah. That's the way to do the mitzvah. So a child that can understand the difference between a shifcha zu, when he sees a shifcha, he understands that the shifcha is the shifcha and the balabais is the balabais, and he understands that there's two things, and he understands that you were once that, and now you're not that, that's already the mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah for the kid.
Well, if the child asks, Right. You know, if the child asks, then the answer to mitzvah to answer, and also the mitzvah is to make him ask. Right, if he doesn't ask on his own. Like tzedakah, it requires two people. He has to accept it. That's what the Rashba says. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah because it requires someone else. That's why some people say you don't make a bracha on Sikri Tzias Mitzrayim, on this mitzvah. Because you don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. Asher kedeshonu mitzvah tzon tzay magid. We don't say that. Why? Because it requires someone else. Maybe the guy's never going to ask. So you're like, you know, you're about to give tzedakah. Asher kedeshonu litin tzedakah, and then you run away. You know, so
that's
a super mean
come to the shuls.
You may run
away, but they don't run away.
The person
never asks, he's still Makayim.
The idea is to make sure that the people around ask questions. So that's what it says.
Sipur is done in a very specific way.
Yeah, but if he's sitting himself, if he's with his friend, he's supposed to make sure that the other guy asks him, and he asks him. It says if you don't have a son, the Gemara says that if the son is not smart enough to ask, his wife should ask him questions. And the Rambam says not if his son is not smart enough, he says he doesn't have a son, because I guess the Rambam learned that even if his son is not smart, but you should still make him ask. So he learned up the Gemara that if he meant that if there's no son at all, then the wife should ask. But
even more than son, it's like even crazier. starting point as the other person who he orbits with.
Right. But that's, now you're right, if at the end of the day you're by yourself, so you say it out loud, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says there's another pasuk. Besides the Yigadat al-Vincha, there's another pasuk. The Rambam says it's Zohar is Hayyum Azer Asher Yitzas Mitzrayim, and he says Zohar is like Zohar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoy. Like by Kiddush, even if I'm not with anyone, I have to remember Kiddush myself. So you say it yourself also, but it's like, it's not really the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to tell people the story. Now, as you go through Magid, we don't have time to go through everything. Englander is coming, but he's not coming tonight. Oh, okay, fine. So we'll keep on. So we'll keep on going a little bit. Whoever wants to leave can leave, but I'm just going to say a few more ha'aris. Okay, I don't want to hold you past the time. But in the Magid, if you notice, okay, and once we're on the topic of that. The whole first part of the Haggadah, which is the part that everyone says all their Divrei Torah on, okay, the Yochel Mirash Chodesh and Maiseh Rabbi Elazar and all those stories, those paragraphs, if you look at them, they have nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those things are all describing the nature of the mitzvah. When does it apply? To whom does it apply? You know, how long does it apply? But it's not actually doing the mitzvah. So everyone's busy saying the Divrei Torah. Why was he like he was 70 years old? And this and that. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah. Who cares why he was 70? Not who cares. But it's not the mitzvah to talk about why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah looked like he was 70 years old. His beard turned white. That's not enhancing, necessarily, your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, it's beautiful to talk about it because it engages everyone and everyone's into it and whatever. I'm not taking away from that. But Lamaisa, if a person can equally put the same amount of effort in the second part of the Magid, that's really where the Iker story is being told by the Tzei Olmad. After you say V'Hishamda and you bring the Psukim, Arami Oved Avi, from that part and on, that's the Iker Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because there you're describing the when the Jews went down to Egypt and how hard it was for them and how they came out. So really, that's the part that if you have a chance to chazer over beforehand, you should look that over that part. Because a lot of time at that point, people are getting hungry, we run through it. So you busy said five pshatim in the four sons. In the meanwhile, the four sons is just telling you how to do the mitzvah. So you have, you know, you discussed how to do the mitzvah, but you didn't actually do it. And then when you get to the psukim, which is your opportunity to do the mitzvah, oh, we've got to eat now. And you run through it, so you're a little bit missing the discussing the, you know, the actual nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you get up to Magid, you should, you know, say Yetzias Mitzrayim, and also that's the part when the women usually leave the table. Oh, we have to warm up the soup, and Al-Maisa, you miss out on the main Magid. So it's important to now. One other important thing is during the Magid, the matzah is supposed to be uncovered. The matzah is supposed to be uncovered because it's lechem oini, lechem sho'inin alav dvarim harbe. You're supposed to uncover the matzah. So I said over last year, Shkutal Chiddush, that it's not just the matzah. So most, if you know this, so you uncover, you have three matzahs in front of you. You have the broken matzah that you're going to eat for the mitzvah of matzah. So that matzah should be open. It shouldn't be under the cover. You have a beautiful matzah cover, whatever, but the matzah, you're supposed to open it and the matzah should be revealed. You should be able to see the matzah when you're saying the Magid. But besides for the fact that you should see the matzah, it could be that all the matzahs that people will be using to fulfill the mitzvah also should be on the table. Because that's the matzah that they're going to be using to do the mitzvah. And those people also should be eating from matzah that the story was said on that matzah. The matzahs that the people will be using for Achilas Matzah, there's an inyan for it to be on the table. Because because that matzah, they're going to be using it, and you want it to be the matzah that the story was so set on that matzah. So, not from the beginning, from Avodah Mayinu, from after Manishtana. Okay, now, good. So now you got to Magid. What? What do you mean? You do give it out. I'm not saying you don't give it out. You do give it out. But no. That's something else. I'm just saying it should be on the table so that open, so that when... No. Because the Indian is that the matzah which is used to fulfill the mitzvah, is... should be matzah, which the story was set on. That's the point. Okay, that's the issue. Okay, one last thing. So when you do the mitzvahs, okay, the matzah, the maror, the korech, the mechaber says you're not supposed to talk from the time that you make the bracha on the matzah till after the korech. So now I don't think that people are so malumin in this, because I've been to places that people are sitting, you know, oh man, that matzah was crispy, that was, you know, or whatever. Lemaisa, that you're not really supposed to talk till after korech.
From when?
From when you make the bracha on the matzah, till after the korech. Okay. Now, one other brief ha'ara is legabi drinking after. Like I'll be drinking after the afikomen. So after the fourth, between the cups, you're not supposed to drink, between the third and fourth. But after the fourth cup, so someone just pointed out to me, so after the fourth cup, that the shayla is if you can drink, because you're not supposed to eat after the afikomen. L'maisa, it's a mefurshim mishabur, if you would have asked me a half hour ago, so I thought that you're only allowed to drink water after the afikomen. Yeah, but it's brought down, mishabur says beferish, that tea, you're allowed to drink a tea after the afikomen, as long as there's no sugar. Well, sugar is already a different Indian. But
more wine?
No, that for sure not. You're not allowed to drink more wine, but you're allowed to drink tea and stuff like that.
Are you allowed to drink wine between the kosas and wine? Anything except for sugar?
With between which cups?
Between any other cups.
So it's like this. If you had in mind that your Borei Pri HaGafen is going to cover anything that you do in between the first and second, so then you could drink more wine. Because it's not a problem, because you don't have to make a new bracha. Since you don't have to make a new bracha, it doesn't look like you're adding on another kos. But if you would have to make a new bracha, it would be a problem. So if you had in mind, it's now between the third and fourth, you're not supposed to drink wine anyway. Really. Because you may go overboard. Second and third is doing the suya, you're allowed to drink whatever you want. Between the second and third, you can drink whatever you want.
And there's two Borei Pri HaGafen.
Four
Borei Pri HaGafen. But there's not after brachas between
them. That's right, only at the end.
How come?
Because there's still one pshat. We don't want to be mafsik in the middle and say, like, okay, this one kois is separated from the other ones. We want to make it one long four kois process. Now the by the way, one ha'ara also is after the suda, when you're filling your kais for the third kais, is an inyan to wash it out. You know, there's an inyan to wash out your kaises before kiddush. You're supposed to wash out your kais every night, Friday night. You're supposed to wash out the kais before you make kiddush. It should be clean, even if it looks clean. There's an inyan to wash it out. What? Yeah, kais shel bracha. Yeah. So l'maisa, I don't know about drying it. Wash it. Yeah, you wash it and that's it. Balmaisa, between the first and second, you don't have to do that, because since you just drank the first and you fill up the second right away, so it's clean basically. But between the second and third, you had your suda, maybe you drank in between, or chves, whatever happened there. So there's I remember by my father-in-law Seder, like that was one of the main things, you know, the grant. One of the jobs was like when getting ready for the afikomen, bringing out the matzah, and everyone took everyone's cups and washed it out, and brought it back to fill up the third kais to do shtifa. So there is an Indian in doing that.
If it's three, it's done.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? So then it's not so posh, but it's better anyway. Between the second and third cups, I'm saying, if you're in the meal, you maybe took a cup of soda, whatever. Anyway, fine. So that's the fine. Is there anything else we should? Okay, Mitzvah Shem next week. Everyone should be Mitzvah Shem. We shall be zayichet. fulfill all the mitzvahs kiroi, and have everyone have chakashah zameh.